Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Jason Bourne isn't born again. It's more of the same, except less, and that's a big disappointment. I'm out.
Some movies good, some movies not so good. All you need to know in 6 seconds flat at 6secondreviews.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Judy, I thought about you when I got this information not too long ago.
Uh-oh.
Because, more than 600 people, they say, have gotten sick just this year so far in outbreaks of salmonella traced to pet chickens or pet ducks kept in backyard flocks.
Chickens.
And you take care of some chickens, don't you?
Yep. Yes.
Your neighbor's chickens? Yeah. The health officials are warning us that as tempting as it might be to nuzzle up to cute little fluffy chicks and ducklings, that owners of poultry pets really need to rein in that affection to protect themselves from becoming really sick. 45 states have already reported outbreaks of salmonella linked to poultry in backyard flocks this year, according to the CDC. And that breaks down to more than 600 people who have been infected, about 140 of them hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So it is really serious. And the CDC says this is the largest number of illnesses linked to live poultry on record. So they're not sure exactly what's going on or how it's happening, but you really need to be careful about it. And if you have kids, really make sure that they are especially careful, because as many as one third of these infections of salmonella because of chickens and ducks have been in children under 5 years old. Ooh. Just remember, all live poultry, all can carry salmonella bacteria. Even if they look healthy and clean, you just don't know. Yeah. So here are some of the steps that you can take to avoid it. Do not kiss, as hard as it is, because they are sweet looking. Do not kiss chickens and ducks. And don't even put them close to your face. Always wash your hands well with soap and water after handling any feathered pet. And again, don't let kids under five handle or touch chickens, ducklings, or any other kind of live poultry without adult supervision.
Now, I wonder if the increase has to do with more and more people are now bringing chickens
into their backyards.
Yeah, I mean, more than ever. I could go down our street right here. We live in a pretty metropolitan city, and there's many, many houses that have chickens now.
Yes, they do.
I would bet you're right.
But what about Yurik and Monique?
Oh, Yurik, the Frenchman
yes,
and Monique.
The Frenchman and Monique.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Hard to tell there.
There is a new study out on what could be, and this is heartbreaking, the demise of bulldogs. They are so cute. The English bulldog is one of the most popular breeds in the world right now. But believe me, being a popular breed does not always do favors for that breed. The reason that they're saying is, you know, people love the childlike appearance and behavior of bulldogs. But all of these past alterations in body type and behavior, which were needed to create the bulldog look that we see nowadays that everybody loves, has required so many physical changes way beyond what their, you know, original bulldog ancestors of years ago looked like. Now, all of these changes have occurred over hundreds of years, but these changes are now becoming faster and faster, bigger and bigger over the last decades. And they say, you know, popularity does not equate to health. And there have been increasing pressures on breeders, or some people, depending on which side of the debate you're on, greeters, to moderate the physical extreme changes that now affect the breed and its health. However, but by approving health by breeding in changes that would positively impact the health of bulldogs, they say that because the dog has gone so far from what it was originally intended to be, that it may no longer be possible. They may not have the genetic pool available within the dogs to change it back to healthy. There's not enough diversity. So what breeders or greeders should do to seek to improve the breed now, they're going to have to outcross to other breeds, although they're not recommending who or what. But the results of this research does indicate that the bulldogs have lost a huge amount of genetic diversity from all of the highly focused selection for specific desired physical traits, like those big eyes, the big heads, and the loose skin. But it all comes at a cost.
Yeah. What are some of the problems they have? I know, I would imagine they're bronchocephalic. Is that what they call it?
Brachycephalic.
They look like they've been chasing parked cars, but that causes breathing problems. Is that correct?
Breathing problems. Among their many other problems.
And plus, aren't their heads so large that the mother can't usually pass them during the birth canal that they have to have a cesarean?
Exactly. Their heads are too big to pass through the mother, so they have to have C-sections. Some, you know, who just grab a pair of dogs and breed them don't have C-sections, but it pretty much is mandatory. Otherwise, you risk losing the mother as well as the puppies. Mm. They are notorious for skin issues, skin allergies,
yeah,
food allergies. Their maintenance is incredible. I laugh at friends who say, oh, so-and-so just had their bath for the first day, you know, the first time this year. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we have to bathe dogs once a week because they get this yeasty smell to them. They have almost always, when we get bulldogs into the rescue, normal surgeries for them before they can be adopted because they've been given up because families can't afford to have all this done because of poor breeding is a cherry eye surgery or entropion surgery. Palate surgery because their palates are elongated and have too much loose skin in there, so they have to shorten the palate so that it doesn't collapse on itself and the dog can breathe better. I just had one who had nares. Their nostrils had to be opened up so that he could breathe better as well. Their tails are also a genetic thing. A lot of them will be like corkscrews inside. Sometimes you have to amputate their tails.
Now, for those of you that have been listening a while, you know that Lori is a big bulldog fan and she rescues bulldogs. Would you recommend a bulldog for somebody that wanted a bulldog? Honestly.
My honest to God truth bottom line, if you can afford it and if you don't mind all of the work that's associated with keeping them clean, happy, and comfortable.
Okay.
Do
the
research.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Exactly. Please do the research. Okay. Because they are so cute, and that's what happens. People don't do the research. They go out and buy one. Then they start with these mounting vet bills, and you can't afford it. You don't have the time. It's not fun. It wasn't what you signed up for. They end up in rescue.
I've heard that's one of the most expensive dogs to keep.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. But they're expensive puppies to buy, usually around $2,500 to $4,000.
It probably all has to do with money, right? Ultimately, why they're being bred like this?
That's where the term greeters is coming from. G-R-E-D-E-R. Yeah, it's really, it's just sad. And it's a vicious cycle. But I love them. You know, their personality is really, really different. And it's not that I have the money. I work through the rescue and I do a lot of fostering.
You see it front line.
I do. SeaWorld has actually done a flip. Requested the dismissal of its lawsuit against the California Coastal Commission, challenging some conditions that were placed on its permit to expand tanks at the park as part of their Blue World project. Those conditions had required SeaWorld to end its captive breeding and transfer of orcas at their facility. Now, with SeaWorld's request, this lawsuit is now officially dismissed. The Animal Legal Defense Fund says that dropping this lawsuit, in its opinion, is a positive step toward following through with their promise, but it does nothing, it says, for the other animals that SeaWorld holds in captivity. Now, talk about a blessing. There was this German Shepherd in Chicago that was saved recently from what would have been certain death. By an unlikely Samaritan, he was saved because this Samaritan was a thief and intent on breaking the window in the car that this dog was trapped in and stealing the laptop that was sitting on the front seat. So it's a good thing it happened. It was super hot that day, but it was about 10 in the morning, so it was 80 degrees. But they estimate that it was about 120 inside the car. Ooh. The owner stops the car, walks into a pub, comes out an hour later, finds his car smashed, the window smashed, and his laptop gone. But the dog is, you know, outside running around. And he said, I was only in for, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. I always find that when bad things happen, people will say anything to make themselves look better, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So luckily the bar owner, the pub owner, was a dog lover. She was furious. She knew how long she was in there. She went back and she pulled the surveillance tape. He had been in there for an hour. And she said, if that guy hadn't gotten your laptop and smashed your window, I would have done it just to get the dog out. So good for her.
Yay, thief.
Yeah.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
And now a word from my best friend. That's my dog when I come home.
Hi, Talent Cable. I want to talk to you about your dog's behavior. There's a big difference between dog training and dog behavior. One of the most common problems we hear about is excessive barking. Most dogs are going to bark. It's part of their nature. That's how they communicate. And sometimes barking is good. You know, you want your dog to warn you if somebody's coming into your house. Certain dog breeds bark more than others. They're bred to be barkers. And dogs have different barks that you can learn. Let's talk about the different reasons why dogs bark. We already talked about the warning bark. Dogs also bark when they get anxiety. Some dogs have separation anxiety and they'll bark all day. Dogs also bark when they're being playful, when they want your attention, and when they're bored. They also bark when another dog barks. So now that we know a little bit about why dogs bark, how do you stop it? As always, positive reinforcement and reward are the techniques I like to use. Now, if you're somebody who works long hours and you're away from the house all day, your dog's probably going to bark. But you can reduce some of that barking by making sure your dog gets plenty of exercise. Getting rid of that pent-up energy will get rid of some of the barking. If your dog is barking at you, pay no attention. In fact, turn your back on your dog. The more attention you give your dog, the more you're actually encouraging the barking. Yelling doesn't work. If you're ignoring your dog and he stops barking, that's when you give praise. Good dog. You can give a treat, too. In fact, whenever your dog is doing a desired behavior, like just laying still and being calm, that's a great time to walk over and pet your dog. If that's not working, correct your dog. Poke her in the neck with your fingers or keep a leash and collar on so you can give her correction when you need to. And use a sound or a word like, hey, or no. After you do that, immediately divert the dog's attention with a treat or a toy. Or give her a project. Take a hot dog, cut it up, and throw it all over the backyard. Let her hunt for it. Giving your dog something better to do than bark. Remember, whenever your dog does something that seems weird, take her to the vet first. Make sure there's no medical problem. But anytime you take on a behavior modification, it's going to take patience and consistency. And you'll see the rewards of your hard work quicker than you think.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one. A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvies, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvies Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvies robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Star Trek Beyond doesn't boldly go where no Star Trek has gone before, but that's okay. More of the same is good. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.